Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回到潘吉 Jenny 的节目当中。
Hi everyone, I'm Diana. Welcome back to the show.
那又到年底了啊，每年这个时候呢，世界上权威的一些词典啊，他们就会选出，然后也会发布当年的年度热词。那我们节目也是连续大概都十年了吧，为大家揭晓这些词。
Yep, that's right. Now, as we near the end of the year, there are a lot of dictionary sources that will provide us with words of the year.
好，那今天的节目呢，我们就会为大家揭晓像剑桥啊、牛津啊这些权威发布的年度热词，也会为大家揭晓一些没有当选这个 the word of the year， 但According to these dictionaries, 现在的人也用的很多的这些热词哈。那首先问一下达安娜，这个你刚刚讲 word of the year, 所以就是年度词，对吧？
Exactly. So these are buzzwords or perhaps words that kind of capture the year as a whole and reflect our time.
对，你刚刚讲 buzzwords 啊，也是热词，就是一个比较口语的说法。然后呢，这个关键就像你所说，它很能反映我们的时代哈。Speaking of which， 那我们就来看看剑桥词典今年的年度热词是什么呢？
All right, so Cambridge's word of the year is parasocial.
Parasocial. 好，那诶，我听到了 social， 就是什么社会的、社交的。那前面一个部分 para 是什么东西啊？
So para means side by side or along or beyond.
Oh, side by side 就平行的，所以那个平行线英语叫 parallel, right? Parallel lines.
Yes, parallel.Mm-hmm. Right. So they run next to each other and they're side by side, but they don't touch or intersect.
Okay. 所以顾名思义，如果你的这个社会关系哈是这样 para 的 they don't touch, 就是说什么它不是真实的吗？
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So a parasocial relationship or connection isBasically involves one person feeling connected to someone more famous or someone they see in the media or on their news feed, but that other person does not know who they are or that they even exist.
Okay, 所以这个真的很 reflect 反映我们的时代啊，因为现在的科技、
right.
现在的这个内容形式，其实有很多你觉得你跟这个网红也好啊，甚至现在一些 AI 聊天机器人或者 podcasters 播客主播，你觉得你跟他们的关系非常的贴近，这样的一个关系就是 parasocial， 因为他并不认识你，对吧？
Mm-hmm, exactly. So it's very one-sided.
好，那回到我们的年度热词 parasocial， 其实这个词它并不是一个25年才出来的新词。It's been around for a few decades. 我查了一下，就是说五六十年代的时候是有一个社会学家，他发明了这个词，因为那个时候电视开始很普及。So you start to have the start of these parasocial relationships. 看电视的观众，对吧？他觉得跟电视里的人有一个很亲近的关系。那当然，我们现在的这个年代就更加的推波助澜 ，intensify these relationships.
Exactly. So basically, over the years, we've just consumed more and more media.And it used to be kind of just like TV and movies. And now, like every day on our phones, we have access to these stars or these, you know, streamers or podcasts. And establishing a parasocial relationship comes very easily.
所以这个词啊，如果查词典的话呢，我觉得这个中文翻译真的非常学术，叫拟社会关系或者拟社会活动啊，就是。虚拟也好，模拟也好，英文 it's used a lot， 很口语。
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
好，那看完了剑桥词典选的 parasocial 这个年度热词呢，我们再来看看牛津词典 ，which word did they choose?
All right, so Oxford chose for their word of the year, rage bait.
Rage bait. 同样的，我们来拆分一下。那这个词的第一部分 rage 就是生气，对吧？但是它比 anger 更加的厉害，更加 intense。
Exactly. So rage is not just anger, but it is so much anger that it infuriates you. It kind of boils over.
对，就这种极度的愤怒哈。那这个词的后半部分 bait, B-A-I-T, 这个是诱饵。就比如你钓鱼 fishing 的时候，你需要一些 bait。
Right. And bait basically lures something to you. So fish bait is going to lure fish to you. Rage bait is going to incite rage.
比如说这些 online content, 这个内容如果能 bait you, 对吧?
Yes.
来激发你的这种引诱你非常的愤怒啊，通常这种东西就是比较能吸引眼球，然后 comments 啊、转发啊这些的。所以其实前几年也有一个很热的词啊，就 clickbait。click 就是点击。
Yes.
It's the same idea, right?
Right, right. What you really are trying to get is engagement. So clickbait is going to generate clicks and views, whereas ragebait is going to generate a lot of maybe controversial discussion in the comments.
Sadly, a lot of, you know, content is rewarded. 就是它就会有很多的注意力哈。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one way to kind of go viral. And once you go viral, like, the world is your oyster.
所以 rage bait 它是一个名词，那我们用的时候呢，就比如说你看到了一段什么视频，然后你说哦，我不理他， just ignore it because it's clearly rage bait, 是吧？ It's not real, or they're just, 其实 rage bait 就 they deliberately design it to incite your rage.
Exactly. So with rage bait kind of just everywhere, we do kind of need to be mindful of the type of content we consume and to try and maybe stay a little more level-headed when something elicits a very strong reaction from us.
那我觉得现在也是，其实作为内容消费者，大家也越来越 discerning， 因为这些东西看得多了以后，然后你就会有一个意识说、啊、这个东西 clearly 是 rage bait, 对吧、那我就不要 fall for it, 就不要被它那么容易骗。
Yes, I guess practice helps you discern that better.
好，那看完了两大词典以后呢，我们现在看看一个在线词典用的人非常多的 dictionary.com, 它今年选出的 word of the year is
6-7.
啊，数字。六七
，Yes,
that's a change. 跟刚刚两个很不一样啊。那这是什么意思呢
？Honestly, a lot of people don't really know what it means. It is a very meme-y word.
Oh, meme 就是那个 online meme 梗，然后 meme 后面加一个 y， 就是把它变成形容词。
Yes, yes, exactly.
那这个 6-7 到底是个什么 meme？ 是个什么梗呢？
Okay, so I think the way we trace this back is that there was a rapper named Skrilla, and he released a song called Doot Doot 6-7. And basically, part of his lyrics just continued to repeat 6-7. And then that quickly got kind of repeated and spread through TikToks. It became viral, and a lot of kids just started using that.In class, with their friends. And now it's basically a term that kind of signals you're in on this meme.
哦，就是现在 6-7, 它没有一个什么确定的意思。然后 dictionary.com, 它也说这个词反正就是年轻人用了很多。然后呢、
right.
它可以是这个意思，也可以是那个意思。
Mm-hmm.
比如说 one of the meaning is so-so, 那就是让我想到之前年轻人说 something is very mid, 就是很中庸的是吧、没有什么特别。
Yes. Right.
或者它也可以是其他的意思。 就是有可能的 maybe this, maybe that. 但达安娜你说它的核心 the core is, 就是会用这个 6-7 的，就是你说 people who are in on this, 就是他们知道是吧，就是他们、
yes.
they are the cool crowd.
Right, right.
The in and, crowd.
Exactly. And when kids say this term, they tend to use a hand gesture at the same time. And so that is probably why us older folks think it means so-so or maybe this, maybe that, because they kind of have both hands out, like their palms facing up, and they kind of just go back and forth. So it kind of looks like so-so.
Right. And I think it's a pretty hard hand gesture to make. 你的这个手要很灵活。我不知道这个梗有没有在中国 catch up。但这个让我想到了前几年中国有个666，因为我们说六六大顺嘛，然后我、mm-hmm. you know, do the Chinese hand sign 六，然后就666，这样。That was also a 梗。
Huh?
Yeah. Okay.好，那这个 6-7 我觉得它有一个重点啊，就是你看到它的时候你不要读 67 就行
啊、yes,
,67,
right?
嗯哼、
mm-hmm, ,yes.
而且这个词呢，就是我那天问我小孩，然后他们非常惊讶，他们说妈妈你怎么知道，因为在他们脑子里我已经就是100岁了。They're just like, what?你还知道这个，所以也、
right.
对，感谢大家还给我机会做节目了，让我也能跟上时代。Because、
right.
yeah, these are words that really reflect our times, 是吧、mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that kind of further emphasizes this term being a term for people who know, you know, like the, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know, 就是你懂的。
mm-hmm. Yes.
懂的人会懂的啊
yeah, yeah.
好，那看完了这三大词典哈，三大权威来源他们所选的年度热词之后呢，其实他们也选了一些英语叫 shortlisted 入围的年度热词、mm-hmm. and these are also very good. 那我们挑了五个跟大家分享。
All right, so the first of our shortlisted words, or honorable mentions, as people often say, is aura farming.
培养人设哈，我觉得这个中文我也是在网上查的，我觉得翻译的特别好，因为咱们中国听众一听就 get 这个 aura farming 的意思。Mm-hmm. Aura 其实它的意思就是魅力 ，right? Like charm, charisma.
Yes. It kind of means like a certain vibe about you.
Right.
Physically, like a lot of times it might be drawn like you have a halo or there's just like a glow about you, this aura.
你有光环的，对对对。就、mm-hmm. 所以很有魅力，但是 farming, 这什么种东西吗？ We're farming, 、
yeah.
like、mm-hmm. fruit and crops 什么。
Right. So it means that you are...doing something intentionally or deliberately to increase your aura, to look cooler, to look very, you know, je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi, 法语就是有那个特别的魅力，是吧？
Mm-hmm.
所以就中文啊，培养人设。其实 farming 这个词在我们现在也用的很多，像 content farming、
mm-hmm,
就是你要做很多很多的内容、mm-hmm. 然后才有一点点一丢丢的希望被人家 notice 到，对吧、
right.
然后这个但 aura farming 不一定只发生在 online， 你 real life 线下 you can also do some aura farming。我觉得或多或少 we all work on this, right? We all do someAura farming to one degree or another, 让自己不管是从外表啦
yeah, yeah.
还是内在的自信。
Yeah, so sometimes in order to be cool, you have to pretend to be cool or, you know, to kind of increase your confidence and your charisma in the long term.
好的，除了 aura farming, 还有什么今年的热词呢？
Okay, so here's a very interesting term. I wonder if anyone has heard of it yet. Broligarchy.
我反正一听到什么词里面有 bro 就觉得蛮好笑的。
That's true. Yeah, same here. Like bromance, okay. For example.
对对，所以 bro 其实 comes from the word brother, 但我们这里讲的 bro 它更多就是 buddies, 就哥们儿好朋友、mm-hmm. right?
Right.
比如 tech bro, 科技男，然后呢 finance bro, 金融男、mm-hmm. 还有 crypto bro, 炒币男。
Right.
这个中文就是什么什么男哈，英语就是 bro。好，那这里我们把 bro 放在前面了。Broligarchy, garchy or oligarchy, 其实是寡头的意思，就一小群非常小，非常 elite 的人，是吧？
Yes, so an oligarchy is essentially a very small group of people with a lot of typically money and power and status.、
Yeah.所以这个词 broligarchy 它之所以今年很红，就是跟川普很有关系哈。就大家讲他现在好像就是特别 broligarchy， 他的那个圈子里面的那一群 bro， 是吧？
Right, and a lot of them are from the tech sector as well.
Finance bro, crypto bro， 反正整个一个 broligarchy。好，那看完这个词以后，接下来还有三个年度热词啊。This next one really describes a lot of the content right now.
Yes. So this third runner-up word is slop.
Okay, slop. 其实 slop 你听起来就是好像这个东西。掉在地上一滩什么垃圾啊，一滩什么乱七八糟的东西。And that's what this word means, right?
Right. I think it's short for sloppy. So it's just not very refined. It's kind of lower quality. And with the rise of AI, a lot of it is used to describe AI content that's still very low quality.
低质量的内容，垃圾内容、mm-hmm. 哈，叫 slop。那现在很多 slop， yeah， is AI generated。当然， right. 也有这个 human generated。总之，他们都属于 slop。好，那我们接下来这个词，哎 ，also very relevant to online to content， and this word is
memeify。
它就是那个 meme 梗，然后这个我们把它就如果英语里面什么东西你什么 fy 就是一个动作是吧 the process 的把它 make 成这个东西
exactly so to make memes out of for example an image or an event or a person or even like someone's facial expression you know mid sentence or as a reaction toSomething that was said.
其实我们刚刚讲的 6-7 啊，这个就是 it was so memified, right?、
Mm-hmm,
一开始是一个什么、
right.
就是一个 rapper 的一句歌词，然后后来就很多人 they picked this particular thing up, 然后就做成各种各样的梗 so、
right.
really memified it. 不光是一个梗，可能有成千上万个梗。
yes.
所以呢，现在其实我们是在经历一个 intense mimification 的时代、
mm-hmm.
所有的东西做成梗哈。
Yes, exactly. Especially if it is very funny or very silly, it's very easy to memify that.
好，那我们今天节目最后要跟大家分享的2025年热词叫做
Doom Spending.
哎呦，这放在最后好吗？好像很没希望。Doom spending， 好 ，spending 就是消费花钱哈。Doom 是什么呢
？Doom is kind of a sense of dread.
Dread 就是觉得很黑暗，特别是对于未来、mm-hmm. 是吧？对于 future，
right, right. Maybe a feeling of there isn't a great future ahead, or that all the days ahead are going to be very, you know, gloomy or just.Nothing to really look forward to.
所以既然已经这样了，那就赶快花钱，赶快现在享受一下，享受当下、
yes.
是吧？
Yes, live for today.
所以直译呢 ，doom spending 就是末日消费，因为觉得明天啊，这个生活越来越艰难，所以我现在有的钱 ，or even like the money I don't have,、mm-hmm. borrow on credit card 之类的，反正就是现在多花一点钱，让自己现在开心一点。
Yes, I actually think this has a lot to do with the term doom scrolling. So that's when, you know, you just don't feel very motivated or you feel exhausted after a work day and you kind of just hop on your phone after work or school and you just scroll.
所以 doom scrolling, 那个 scroll 就是你不断的刷手机, 对吧?
Mm-hmm.
然后 doom scrolling 很多时候看的内容会让你觉得越来越这个 doom, 这 gloomy, 越 scroll 越 doom.
Right, right.
可是呢,我们都有一个选择啦, 就像前面讲的, 现在很多的内容是 rage bait, 是 slop, 但我们也培养出更多的分辨力, discernment, 对吧? Mm. 我们可以选择, are we gonna doom scrolling, 这些 rage bait, 还是, 诶, 我们可以来学学英语, 听听播客,
right. Or, you know, maybe go outside and move a bit and disconnect from the internet.
Exactly, 你这个好啊。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。这些词不知道大家以前有没有听过，然后哪一个你觉得真的是很能反映我们所生活的这个时代，都欢迎大家在留言专区跟我们分享。
That's right. We're always interested in what you guys have to say. What do you think of these 8 words of the year?
好的，非常感谢戴安娜，也谢谢大家的收听。我们下次再见。
Until next time, bye!